We really welcome today's State of the Province address by the DA's Western Cape Premier, Alan Windey. It was so exciting to hear the achievements that him and his team have been able to achieve in just a few short months since the election. 26 out of 30 municipalities have got clean audits, lifestyle audits for all Western Cape cabinet members, provincial ministerial handbook amended so that they could cut the costs of doing business, a province-wide safety plan, as well as a new formation of a safety cabinet to look at how we can keep the communities of the Western Cape safe. But most importantly, 24,000 new jobs created in the last quarter of 2019. That's more than half the net new jobs created in the entire country for that period. Over 1,100 title deeds were handed over to beneficiaries between June and December 2019, making these citizens the owners of their home. But what was most exciting to hear the Premier outline the exciting prospectus for change and hope here in the Western Cape. The establishment of a red tape reduction unit to help businesses thrive at municipal level. A four-point energy diversification plan to help give power back to the people in the province and keep the lights on. 3,600 housing opportunities in phase one of Conradie Park, and continuing to fight for efficient, effective passenger rail to be given to the province. These are an exciting prospectus for change, and we join hands with Premier Windey in wishing the province of the Western Cape well, but also excited to see how these plans translate into a real change of the lives of people on the ground.